you talk a little bit about laparoscopic surgery?
Laparoscopy, well, I began doing it in February of 1991, I believe, so 15 and a half years ago. And we started doing cancers, and then there was this spate in the literature of these port site recurrences, as well as inadequate margins and other issues. And we really put everything in check for a while. There were statements from the American Society of Colorectal Surgeons and others cautioning against open label, if you will, application of the technology. And then in the around 93 to 95 timeframe, along with a group of other surgeons, Jim Fleshman, Heidi Nelson, Bob Beard, others, a consortium was put together, which was called COST, Clinical Outcomes and Surgical Therapies. We put together a prospective randomized trial in the U.S. Heidi Nelson was the principal investigator for that study to look at the equivalence of laparoscopy for colon cancer. And during the approximately 10 years that the study was underway, we were only operating on cancers within that protocol, at least curative operation. Palliative was a different issue, and we continued to hone our skills with all of the benign diseases: rectal prolapse, diverticulitis, Crohn's, ulcerative colitis, endoscopically unresectable polyps, Hartmann's closures, lysis of adhesions, ventral hernias, all the other aspects, but just leaving colon off on the side. And then ultimately, once the trial finished and concluded, as did the two counterpart trials, the classic trial in the UK and the color trial in Europe, that it is equivalent, and it may potentially even be better. Tony Lacey in Barcelona, Spain, shows for stage 3 patients, they do better laparoscopically. They have less recurrence and better cancer-specific survival, perhaps due to less immune suppression. So it's at least equivalent, possibly better for colon. And ever since that trial was published about 2 years ago, it has become, I believe, the preferred approach in most practices. Certainly in my practice, it's the preferred approach for colon cancer.